Today's daf is Baba Kama, Kuf Tezvav, back to the sugyas of Yeyush and Gezel, and we continue now at the two dots, Avalo Yokur Tesocho, V'chulu. So the Mishnah quoted in Machlokas, if my beehive goes into your property, now it's sitting on one of your branches, am I allowed to just chop down your branch and pay for it? Because I can't move the actual beehive, because bees won't move that way, they'll just fly away. So that was the machlokas. So Tanya, so the Braisa quotes a Gemara that we had back in Meruba. Rabbi Shmuel, the end of Meruba, remember we had the 10 takanas of Yeshua, the 10 takanas of Ezra, so this was in that Gemara. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel, Benosha, Rabbi Yochanan, Broka, Omer, Tanai Bezdin, who, Shehi Yori, Lutoch, Sada, Shal Chaveiro, the Koti, Socha, Shal Chaveiro, right, it was a Tanai Bezdin. Then you're allowed to go into your friend's field and cut the branch, lahatzel nechilo, to save his beehive. V'notal tamei socho mitok nechilo shel chaveiro. And then the property owner can take payment for his branch from the beehive of his friend, meaning he has to pay him back. Vitznai bezdin, and similarly, a tnai bezdin, we're going to have this in the next mission also, shei shofech, let's say I'm carrying wine and you're carrying honey, and your honey breaks, and the assumption here is that the honey is more expensive than the wine, then I'm allowed to pour out my wine because your barrel of honey broke and now it's spilling out, so I can pour out my wine and catch your honey, and I'll get paid from your honey. I mean, you'll pay me back. Same thing, in similar case, where I'm carrying wood and you're carrying flax, and somehow the flax is getting ruined, so I could put down my wood, carry your flax, and I can get paid from your pishton, because based on this, Yeshua ben Nun was manchil the Eretz to Bnei Yisrael, right? We mentioned Yeshua and Ezra were both manchile Eretz. That's why the Takan is based on that time period, because that's when they needed society to function together. Right in the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of things, but when they went out to Eretz Yisrael, they needed their own rules. Good. Masisan says the Mishnah. Hamakir Caleb Asfar Biad Acher. Let's say I walk into your house and all of a sudden I see my shas on the wall and I want it back. So, v'yatzlo shem geneva ba'ir, and there had been a shem geneva. I mean, people knew I had been robbed, right? So I walk into your house, people knew I had been robbed, so I'm not choshe that you stole it, chas v'shalom, but I'm choshe that you bought it from the robber. So, says the Gemara, yishavalo lokech kamanatan v'yito, the buyer swears how much he paid for the svarim, and the, he has to be, compensated and vital, and then he has to give it back. He's not allowed to keep it, but he doesn't have to give it back for free. That's the case if there is a shem geneva ba'ir. V'im lav, but if somebody just walks into my house and says it, and there had not been a shem geneva ba'ir, lav kol heimenu. So then he doesn't have the power. He doesn't have enough power to say, give me my sefer and sell it back to me. Shani omer, because I might say makom lacher. Maybe this guy sold it. It wasn't stolen from him. Maybe he sold it, but lachan zeimenu. Maybe this guy bought it from him. Right, so you can't force him to pay it back if there was no shem geneva ba'ir. What happens if my name is in it? What if it says mi sifrei, you know, l'shem aris m'loa? So is that a simin muvuk that it was? But still not. Maybe it could have been sold. It's still not a raya. Nobody's arguing here that it wasn't originally yours. The question is whether it was stolen or not. Okay, so let's talk about this a little bit. Tosfos says on top. Tosfos says this must second Tosfos. This must be talking about before Yeish. Lefnei Yeish Ayri, the Pirush Hakuntres. The La'achar Yeish, if it's after Yeish, then this Yeish is Shinei Rishus, and I don't have to be Machzeret. And then Tosfos adds Venira, second line. Dibisvarim Havi La'olam Lefnei Yeish. When it comes to Svarim, it's always before Yeish. She'ein Regilus Lehisyaish Misvarim. You never give up on a sefer. Never give up on a sefer. They're always connected to you. You never give up on a sefer. V'lomi boy mi ganavim ovdei gochavim d'lo miyayish, and not only from non-Jewish ganavim are you not miyayish from svarim. Afilu mikalim kiven de daini b'giyus sukadam r'le'al, like we said before, like they don't require two witnesses, so you'll get it out with just circumstantial evidence. El afilu b'ganav Yisrael ein regilus l'siyayish misvarim. Even by a Jewish strong man, you don't have yayish. The sofya, because who's going to sell the shas to? The Sof Yavol, Yavol to Yisrael. Of course, he's going to sell it to Jews. So eventually there's a chance that you're going to get it back, so you're never Misyayish from your svarim. Dein gadav emochrim osam rak liyisrael ulasof chozrin lebaylim. So by svarim, it's only to Jews. The Shemesh Yana Balacha here has an interesting ha'ara. He's what about nowadays an old sefer? We know there are antique sefer collectors, and some of them are not even Jewish. So would the halacha change b'zman hazeh because people collect old svarim just as a hobby, not because they're going to learn from them? V'zorachin de'bizmaneinu b'svarim yishanim sheshava harbe mitzashe matikos v'yeh shuk miyucha lazeh v'harbe pa'amim gam agoyim konim osam v'lo shayach b'zeh asvar shlo yochal l'mochar rak l'Yisrael. So he has that question whether it would apply b'zman hazeh or not. There are, again, many tshuvas throughout the ages about these types of questions that came up after World War II, right? Yesterday, Yom HaShoah. So it comes up where somebody, you know, does people give up hope? That's definitely a shame geneva ba'ir, right? The Shoah. But do we still say that people weren't messiahish on their svarim? Chora, during World War II, people were messiahish on a lot of things, right? Everything was taken. They weren't taken to sell. A lot of them were burned. A lot of them were destroyed. So that it was a big shayla, but again, throughout the ages, during this tshuva of the Tashbates, about an earlier war, right? Milchamash Nilkataha Ir Biat HaNotzrim, and everything was taken, and they burned a lot of things. So was there yesh there? But again, throughout the ages, there are tshuvas related to these kinds of items. The another point, Ha'aras. The Mishnah says that if you sell the if he wants a sefer back, then yishavu lelokeach hamanos avito. So he has to swear. What kind of shvuah are we talking about? That the buyer, potential quote unquote buyer, has to swear that he bought it and say what he paid for it, and therefore the owner, the nignav, has to pay him for it. So the Rambam quotes here in the Pirush Mishnayos shvuah daraisa. The shvuah daraisa. It's a real shvuah. It's a real shvuah. In the right in Mishnah Torah, he quotes Benikitas Chefetz, holding a sefer Torah. So number one, this is a unique shua. Usually we think, what are the rules? Usually we mention hilcha shuas. There are three types of shua daraisas. They're all nishba v'niftar. So there seems to be an exception to the rule. I'm not sure if he used the lashon of shua daraisa. Some quote him as a shua daraisa. But if you look in the language of the Rambam, he says, here he says it. Kar biyarnu pa'amayim ki kol makom sh'amru b'mishna shvua hi shvua satora. It's a shvua satora. Usually we think all the shvuah daraisas are nishba beniftar, right? The Rambam quotes elsewhere that there are three shvuah daraisas. This must be a fourth. What are the shvuah daraisas? Modu b'miksas and shvuah sashomrim and shvuah seidechad. All those three are nishba beniftar. I swear and I potter. All the whole list in the Mishnah in Masechah Shavuos, those are the elu nishban benotlin. Perek ve'elu nishban. Towards the end of Masechah Shavuos, elu nishban benotlin. All the shvuah we think they're drabanans. They're nishba benotel. Right, we're partners, and I know you took something. I swear, and I take my portion. All the nishba benotels. A woman who was pogemas al ksubasa. We had that in ksubas also. Nishba benotel. So the Ran there in Shavuos asks, 1 minute. If this is a nishba benotel, why isn't this on that list? All the nishba benotel. That long mission that takes up a whole blot, right? In Shavuos, and why isn't this on that list? So the Ran answers. This is on the Chaf Hei Amabez in the Dafei Harif in Shavuos. Why isn't our Mishnah on that list of Nishba benotels? He says an important lumdis. Yesh lomar. Ki kachashav hani. All of those on that list, that whole set of Nishba benotels, de midina lo havi lehu lemishkal klal. Ela shachachamim tiknu sheinotlim b'shvua. What would be the din without the oath, without the shvua? There are two ways you could say it. You shouldn't take at all, but Chazal were makel on you to swear, and therefore you could take. Or you should take without the shvua, and Chazal were machmer on you to swear before you take. So which is it? All those on that list, says the Ran, are cases where you shouldn't take even with a shvua, and therefore Chazal say, you know what? We're makel on the person to take a shvua and be able to take it. Aval hanu, the ones not on the list, the medina islo lemishka below shvua. Ela shachachamim mechmir olem lishava velito lo kachashiv. Umaker kelev isvar biyaracher nami medina nota below shvua. He should be able to take without. He has the object. He's the muchzak. So if he says it's worth $100, he should be able to take it. $100. He shouldn't have to swear about it. He has the rayas on his side. That's a very important Ran. The Ran on Shavuos, by the way, Hashem, we'll get to it in a year or two. Ran and Shavuos is unbelievable. The Ran and Shavuos, the Rashban and Shavuos, again, Shavuos is a very lumdish Masechta. It's an underrated, underappreciated Masechta. You know, in the it's becoming more and more. They learn in the yeshivas, but you know, the Babis and Sanhedrin and Nezikin is Makis, but Shavuos, The second half of Shavuos is in the middle. Shavuos Ha'edah, Shavuos Ha'pikadon, all of those are really, really lamdish mesechtes, lamdish sugyas. Okay. There are no overrated mesechtes. Okay, it's underappreciated. It's nothing wrong with it, right? Okay, just to end off. Also, just one other ha'ara. Tosfos, the last two lines of this Tosfos that we read, also quotes that some suggest why isn't the Bailim, the original owner, believed to say that, you know, it's mine without and maybe to counteract the Shvua, because he has a migu if it's something that's usually... Actually, you know what? Let's wait till we do the Gemara on this, and then we'll come back to that Tosis. So let's go first on the Gemara. Says the Gemara, what was the whole Mishnah? That if I recognize Kalim or Sfarim in your house, and there was a Shem Geneva Be'ir, that, you know, that people heard that I was robbed, so then I'm going to be able to get it. But so what? Even if people heard that I was robbed, my Havi. Maybe I sold it, and now I'm having second thoughts. Maybe I'm the one that's being motzi the shame that I was robbed. I'm making up the whole story. So how do you know why should that be good enough? No, what happened? It was during the night. People came during the night. The Amar Hivkin Balayla, and I got it up and started screaming during the night. The Amar Nignavu Kalai, I've been stolen. I run out of my house, and my neighbors all come out, and they say, "What happened?" I'm like, "Didn't you see?" I say, "Didn't you see them? They ran away. They took my stuff." So maybe I made up the whole thing. So that's why, I'm sorry, that's the next line. So says the Gemara, so maybe that's what he did. So the Gemara says, Koshkein Ilamasa, maybe he made that up too. Maybe he ran out of the house in the middle of the night because he sold something last week. He's going to want to get it back. So therefore, he makes up this whole story about being robbed. So the Gemara says, no, Rav Kahana Messiah B'Mashvei the Rav, he also has to have this. There was a tunnel that was tunneled out of his house. Ubnei Adam Shalana B'Toch Beiso, people who were sleeping over in his house, Yatsu, they went out of that tunnel. Va'anber Karaos Shalkinam Kitfeyam, they had knapsacks on their back, full of stuff. And they were going out of the tunnel, and the guy starts screaming then. That's pretty pretty strong evidence. V'yakol Omrim Nignavu Kalev Shel Ploni. And people were saying that, you know, so-and-so's Kalev was stolen. Says the Gemara, still, fine, maybe it was things were stolen, but maybe he's adding on things that were not stolen. Maybe he sold an old sefer that he wants back. So they also say Sfarim. The Shmua was that the Kalim and the Sfarim, they could see the bulges in the knapsack, what exactly was being taken. Still, you can't be know exactly. Maybe, you know, small pocket size editions were taken. And he's claiming that his big shas was taken. Amar Yosi Bar Chanina, Dekamri Sefer Ploni Ploni. No, they say which Sfarim were taken. Sefer Ploni Ploni. So very limiting this halacha about Shem Geneva Ba'ir, that it's only in this case is he going to be believed where there was specific witnesses and the Shmua that specifically this was taken. We'll get to getting rid of this limit in a minute also. Okay, maybe now it was old that he's being toy new. Now this is the opposite. Old ones are worth more. So Amarav could go into Amri, Halolo Kelev Shaploni, Halolo Svarav Shaploni. Okay, it was very exactly what was claimed. Period. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Do we Amarav Hachi? Rav is explaining our whole Mishnah. Does Rav really agree to this whole thing? V'ha'amar Rav, but didn't Rav say in Meseches Sanhedrin? Right, we know there's a halacha called Rodef. Rodef, meaning if I am Rodef after, if Reuben is Rodef after Shimon, and he is chasing after him, so Shimon's allowed to kill him. That's one halacha called Rodef. We also know there's a halacha called Kindle B'Drabimine, which we discussed many times. If I'm Chayiv Misa at a certain moment, and at that moment I'm also Chayiv Mamon, I'm Pater on the Mamon. Or we discussed a few days ago about Knas. Does it apply to Knas? But if it's Mamon, for sure. If I shoot an arrow, and at the second that it crosses over on Shabbos, from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, it cuts through your shirt, which is on a clothesline at the Gvul, so I'm putter. Why? Because that's at the same exact second, I'm putter on the money. So there's a halacha called Kinlei B'Drabimine, there's a halacha called Rodef. Says the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, an amazing Chiddush. You put them together. Rodef also creates a situation of Kinlei B'Drabimine. If I'm Chayev Misa at a certain moment, not from Hashem, but because you could kill me, if I break Kalim at a time when I am Rodef, I'm Putter on the Kalim. That's what the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin on Daf Ayin Beis. So this Rav is commenting on that Mishnah, where the Gemara said, the Mishnah says there that kinley applies to rodeip, and then Rav comments, Baba Machteres, if I'm Baba Machteres, the case of Machteres is the case of rodeip. I am tunneling into your house in order to steal your items, and the Torah assumes that if I am tunneling into your house, if I would meet the Balabayas, I would defend myself and even kill him. So therefore he's allowed to kill me, unless he's my son. Right, so then the Torah says, right, in Zarcha Shemesh Alav, but if it's just a regular case as a din of Rodeif, so in the Machteres, Venot Al Kalim, let's say I stole something while I was in the Machteres, while I have a Chi of Rodeif on my head, the Yatza Pater, I'm Pater on those Kalim. My Taima, but Dame Kaninu. Why my Pater? Because I was Kona them with my blood. Right, but Dame Kaninu. Right, meaning with my rodeif. So you see, you're all potter. So Rav's giving this whole kimta in the Mishnah that it's a machteres, and that's why you can be able to get the kalim back. What do you mean? You can't get the kalim back. If it's a case of machteres, so then Rav says it's a case of rodeif. And therefore, Rav holds bedami kaninu. So you wouldn't be able to get the kalim back. There are two versions in that Gemara. Would Rav say this even if the kalim are still there, or only if they're not there anymore? But the maskana is even if they're there. So says the Gemara, so how could Rav explain our Mishnah like this? Shouldn't there be a total p'tur? So the Gemara says, Hani mili tekaninu, b'bam machteres. No. That case is different. That's a real case of rodeif over there. Why? To me, kara moser nefesh. Look, Tala, there he's, the Torah assumes that he's going to be moser nefesh to the death, right, in order to be killed or to kill. Aval hani kiva de lo moser nefeshai, look, Tala, lo, but here's different. Here they were not moser nefesh, look, Tala. Why? What's the difference in this case? So there are a couple of answers given by some of the Achronim. The Imre Shmuel suggests that here they are people who slept over in his house. So they're sleeping and they went in.
They didn't tunnel in, but they tunneled out.
They tunneled out, but they tunneled in. So if they tunneled in, says the Imre Shmuel, if they would be caught, they could probably come up with an excuse. What they're doing in the bedroom of the landlord. Oh, my something wandered in here. I got lost. I sleepwalked something. If they weren't in your house to begin with, they can't make up the excuse. But here, they could probably. You could assume they don't want to kill the guy. He's their guest. And you could assume they could come up with some excuse. So here, they weren't most in Ephesus Lakhtala. So therefore, it would not apply. Or another answer given by one of the Achronim is that by a regular case of Machteres, I have no idea where the Balabais is. I have no idea. So therefore, I have my guard up, and if I happen to see him, you know, I'm going to take care of business. But if I'm sleeping at his house, I think he's sleeping. I know he's sleeping. I know he went to the room. He went to sleep in his room. So I have no das or chash that he's going to get up. So you can't assume that I'm going to try. That I have in mind to kill him. Because I think he's sleeping. I'm not such a chayah that I'm going to try to kill him if he comes out. I assume that he's sleeping. That's why I'm taking this chance. Either way, this case is different, and therefore it would not be a case of rodeif. Fascinating case in general to discuss.
And this is the maskana
that's what.
The case we're talking about in our
Mishnah. Well, we have one more line. Amar Rava, Lo Shanu. When do all these limitations apply? Ela Balabayas Asui Limkor Kalev. By somebody who usually sells these types of items. Avo Balabayas Sheinu Asui Limkor Kalev. But if it's a Balabayas that usually does not sell these types of items, let's say you know somebody who keeps everything. Keeps everything. We know some of those people whose basements look like, from years past, they have olds, this, all that. So if it's somebody who never sells anything, then you don't have to have all of these requirements. Rashi says on top, to name a safer ploni. Actually, Rashi only knocks out one of the limitations. You don't have to say that it was so-and-so safer. The Gra quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says you basically don't need any of these limitations. If people know, there's a shame geneva ba'ir, and I say it was stolen, and it seems to be mine, then you don't have to have all these limitations. Vidilma Yisrach Le'Zuzei V'Zavan. Sorry? Well, you don't need the tunneling out then in this case, according to the Rambam. Right. Vidilma Yisrach Le'Zuzei V'Zavan. So Gemara said, but what do you mean? Maybe he still lied. How do you know for sure? Maybe he sold and now he needs the money back. The Gemara says, Amar Vashi, but countering that, it's a little chash that he wanted to sell it, so it's a little chash knocked down by the Shem Geneva. Period. The Tosfos now, getting back to that Tosfos that I mentioned on the Mishnah, Tosfos discusses why don't we believe the buyer with a migu that he could have said, my name is Anomba Lakuchanem Biyadivalusfarm Asuyan Lahashu Lahaskir. Why shouldn't we assume that maybe they were borrowed or rented out? Right? Why don't we say that could have happened? So the Rishonim here discuss, and the Muki Yosef discusses it, the sugya of migu d'ha'aza. Does a person have a migu to say, oh, I could have said something better if I would have said that, it would have been ha'aza, it would have been meyaz, it would have been brazen, the person would have known that I was lying. It's a better claim, but if would I say it in front of somebody who knows that I was lying? So we had this over Yontif. We didn't have shir on this, but we had this best and based on Yontif in the Mosim Mixas Sugyas on Daf Kuf Zayin, the little Amud, Kuf Zayin Aleph, the Migu to Ha'aza. So some of the Muki Yosef here asks, there's no migu in this case that he could have said that they were borrowed or rented out, because it's a migu to ha'aza, because the guy knows that he is lying. The achronim, the shach, and this is a much discussed in the achronim, the shach says migu to ha'aza works for mamonis but not by shvua, and that's why it's not going to work here. But dina mamonis migu to ha'aza would work, but for to be poter from a shvua, migu to ha'aza wouldn't work. And the question is, what's the svar for that? Migu to ha'aza means a migu, meaning I have a better claim that I didn't say, so believe me for the claim that I did say. But the other claim, I would have been meyaz. So therefore, maybe I wouldn't have said it. So does migu da'aza work? So again, the shach says it works for dini mamonis, not for a shvua. So what's the svar for that? So just to mention one of the achronim, Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan says in Baba Basra, in Simon Chav Zayin, Rabbi Chanan made migu famous. Which is say one of the achronim who made migu famous. Two understandings of migu. Why does migu work? So the pashtus is, why does migu work? Because I'm probably telling the truth. If I say a worse claim, and I could have said a better claim, it's probably because I'm telling the truth. That's the klotz kasha of, you know, so if you know the halakha is a migu, you'll always say the worst claim. Okay, not for now. But that's one claim. If I say the worst claim, it must be that I'm telling the truth, A. B, the other claim is, says that's called the anan sadi. The Rabbi Chanan says the other claim, which he calls koach hataina, and that is, no, it's not that dafka, we think you're telling the truth, but it's a din ha-Torah that if you could have said a different claim, we give you the power of that other claim. Even if there's a reason that maybe you wouldn't have said the other claim, but we give you, if you had another claim to say, we give you that reason. So says Rabbi Chanan, migu da ha'aza has two, the second havana, but not the first havana. Migu da ha'aza doesn't have, you know, you must be telling the truth, because you didn't want to say the other claim, because the other guy knows you're telling the truth, and you wouldn't lie in front of somebody who knows you're lying. But it has it's still a migu, so it has koach hataina. So for mamonis, you need anan sadi. You need to be known to be telling the truth in order to be motzi mamon. But for shvua, you don't need that. For shvua, you just need koach hataina. It's more of a formal din to pata from a shvua. That's why migu da'aza works by dinim mamonis. It does not work by has the chiluk by dinim mamonis and shvua. Either way, that's Rabbi Chanan, and we have to move on.
Says the why don't we send the
lokeach back to the mocher? Because we don't know who the ganav is.
But he got it from somewhere.
He got it from the ganav, l'chora. Where he is? Go back to the mocher. So the Gemara is going to talk about it actually now. Whose responsibility it is? So it might relate to the previous Gemara. Let's see. Itmar ganavu macher v'akachu garganav. Let's say somebody steals and sells, and then the ganav is recognized. So who does the original owner now go deal with? Does he go straight to the buyer? And then does he tell the buyer, give me my object, you want to get paid for it, go back to the ganav and get paid? Or does he have to deal with the ganav himself? Does the original owner have to deal with the ganav himself? So, Rav Ishmael Reb Chiya Amar Hadin Im HaRishon, the din is with the Rishon, meaning the din of the Baal HaBayis. His tfiyah is with the ganav. The buyer is not his baldin, and if he wants to take it from him, if he wants to take it from the buyer, he's got to pay him for it, and then go get paid back from the ganav. That's Rav Shita. Rav Yochanan, I'm sure the Rav Yani, Amar Adin Amasheni. No, the din is with the sheni, meaning the balabayas just goes to the buyer and gets it, and then the buyer has to go back to the ganav. Now the Gemara says we are going to have four different pshatim of the machlokas. That's really what the machlokas about. So Amar of Yosef, the first shot is that there's no machlokas. V'lo pligi kan levnei yeish. Here we're talking about before yeish. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about before yeish adena masheni. So then the object is still directly connected to the owner. The lokeach is considered somewhat of a ganav. Therefore, the buyer could go, the owner could go straight to the sheni. Kan la'achar yeish. Rav was talking about after yeish. So then adena marishon. If it's after yeish, then he has to go back to the ganav to do dealings with, because it's his. He has yeish and sheni rishus. The buyer gets to keep it. V'shrevayu islahud Rav Chisda. And both opinions hold like Rav Chisda, who we had at the beginning of our perek, who held before yeish, he could go to either. Before yeish, go to either, because they're both considered ganavim. Number one. Armalei Abaye v'lo pligi. There's no machlokas between these shitas. 1 minute. I'll give you a case which is similar to before Yeish, and there's a machlokas. Hamatnas kahuna, kilifne Yeish dami pligi. What about the case of matnas kahuna? What's matnas kahuna? We know that we actually learned it last week. One of the 24 matnas kahuna is whenever I shecht an animal. Chulin. It's not a carbon. If I shecht a chulin animal, I have to give part of that animal to the kohen. The zroa, the lechayim, and the keva. I have to give that to the kohen. Let's say I don't. Let's say I sell an animal, and I included the zroa, lechayim, and the keva. I didn't give it to the kohen. What's the halacha? Ditznan. So the Mishnah says in Maseches Chulin. That's the perek. In perek HaZroa, which has all the halachas. Ditznan. Amar lo. If somebody says to me, Machar li me'a shel para, sell me the innards of your cow. V'hayi b'hen matanos. And the matanos kuna were in there. I mean, I didn't take it out to give to the kohen. And then I'm found out. So what's the halacha? So notes, the question is, were the matnas kahuna included in the price of the sale? So, notes on the kohen, so I have to give it to the kohen, right, that he gets the zroa l'chaim, the keva, v'edom nachalo min adamim. But in stama case, if I sold it, I could assume that it was not included in the sale price. Because I knew it was eventually going to go to the kohen. But l'chaim chemenu b'mishka, but obviously, if he paid by weight, so then, notes on the kohen, so then he gives it to the kohen, v'nachalo min adamim. And then he's got to deduct that, meaning because you have to assume that there it was included in the price because he did it by weight. And the Zerol HaChaim and the Keva were included in the weight. V'yomar Rav, and what does Rav say about this case? Lo shanu el shashaka la'atzmo. When does he have to, the buyer has to give it back? If he actually did the weighing. So he took part in the taking of these matanos. Avol shaka lo hatavach. But if the butcher himself weighed everything and then he gave it to me, so then I didn't matavach. Then you got to go to the Rishon. You got to go to the Tabach. So you see, Rav holds is a case similar to before Yeush, and you only could go to the Rishon. So you see that this is machlokas even before Yeush. So Gemara says, Ema afa de af din matavach. No, what he means to say is you can even go to the Rishon. I mean, you can go to both. Ma'od de tema matanos kahuna eino nigzalos. The Bach changes do. No, you might have said that matanos kahuna are can never be stolen. Wherever they are, they belong to the kohen. And therefore, you have to go to the sheni, because wherever they are, that's your object. Kamash v'lan, that's the chiddush of Rav. You could even go to the rishon, to the butcher. Ula abaya, damar pligi, but my pligi, but abaya, again, argued. Abaya said, no, they're arguing. You see, from this Braisa, Mishnah, matanos kahuna, that they're arguing. What are they arguing about? But Rav Chisda. They argue about Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda's din about lifnei yeish, could you go to both? Okay, so far we have two. Rav Yosef says they're not arguing. The chiluk is before or after Yeish. Abaye says they are arguing. They're arguing about the din of Rav Chisda. Number three, Rav Zvid Amar Kigon. Should is Yashu Abayla Biad Alokeich? When is Yashu Bet Aganav? What happened? Reuven stole something, and then he sold it to Shimon, and then the original owner has Yeish. Yeish occurs after the Shinui Rishus. After the Ganav sold it, that's when Yeish takes place. Well, Bahag Pliki, and the machlokas is, does that work? Mar sava yesh vakar shini rishus kani, shini rishus vakar yesh lo kani, umar sava loshna. Does it make a difference? Does the order make a difference? We've discussed this in the past. This is one of the nafkaminas between how to understand yesh and shini rishus. The ksos says this is the nafkamina. And it's a machlokas we shown how we paskin also. The Rambam says it can have any order. Either or is fine, and the Rush holds that it has to be in this order specifically. Yesh first, and then Shini Rishutz. What's the Machlokas about? So says the Ksos. If you say the order is crucial, like the Rosh, like the Ramban, you know why? Because really, Shini Rishutz is what removes the problem of Isura Asili Yadei, and Yeush is really the Kinyan. So then it has to be in a specific order, because if you get it before the Yeush, so then it's Isura Asili Yadei to you too. So therefore, the order makes a difference. If you say they're both kona together, says the Ksos, that's the sheet of the Rambam, then it shouldn't make a difference what the order is. They each take care of different things, and the order shouldn't make a difference. Good. Rav Papa Amar, number four. What's the machlokas about? Beglima, the kuliyam lo pligi dahat lamare. Everybody agrees that the object goes back to the owner. That's agreed upon. What's the machlokas about? V'hacha ba'asu bo takanes hashuk kemiflagi. The machlokas is about takanes hashuk. What's takanes hashuk? Takanes hashuk means if I buy something, and I don't know if it's stolen or not, I'm in the market, I buy something. So, did the chachamim in certain cases made a takana that if it turns out that what I bought was stolen, I'm going to get paid for it. People are going to be scared to buy things. The whole society won't be able to function. So there's a takanas hashuk that if I buy something and then the original owner comes and says, you know what, that's my object, the original owner has to pay me for it and he deals with the ganif. That's takanas hashuk. So, did we make takanas hashuk? So Rav mishpeh de Rav Chiya Amar, Rav holds hadinim arishon. When Rav said the din is with the rishon, what does that mean? Dina delokeach. The din of the lokeach, the buyer, is delishko zuzumi ganav, to take money from the ganav. V'lo asabot takanas hashuk. And there is no takanas hashuk in that case. The buyer has to go back to the ganav. That's what it means, din of a rishon. The din of the lokeach is with a rishon, not the din of the owner. So therefore, and there's no takanas hashuk there. Reb Yochanan and Mishmin de Reb Yanei Amar din of a sheni. What does that mean? Din of the lokeach, the buyer gets paid by the original owner who's taken the object back. The lishka mibala bayis v'azabot takanas hashuk. This is a machlokas about this din de Rabbanan. Period. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, Vesava Rav lo asabat takanas hashuk, there is no takanas hashuk. V'ya Rav Huna tabid de Ravu, 1 minute, Rav Huna is the Talmud of Rav. V'chanan Bisha ganav glima, and Rav Chanan Bisha, we've had before in Baba Kama, famous bandit. Chanan Bisha stole something, Vesavna, and he sold it. Also the Kama de Rav Huna, he came in front of Rav Huna. Armele lehu gavr zil shari avitech. And Rav Huna told the person getting it back, you know, be shari, be matir, give your mashkon. Meaning you gotta pay for it. Meaning there is takanas hashuk. There's a kind of a shuk that the original owner who's taking it from the buyer has to pay. And then he has to go back to the ganav and get his money back. So the Gemara answered, no, shani chanan, and Rav Huna is a Talmud of Rav, so wouldn't he hold like Rav? So shani chanan bishi is different. Kiva delekel shlumi minei kelo hukar dami. No, chanan bishi is such a strong man, you're never going to get anything back from him. So therefore, it's as if the ganav is not hukar, you don't know who the ganav is, and that's why you have to pay. Even, that's why the original owner has to pay. The whole machlokas about the kind of a shuk or not is if you know who the ganav is, but if you don't know who the ganav is, of course, you have to pay for it. Period. The Yanalachi, one of the encyclopedic works on the Gemara, quotes many cases, and Rabbi Kiva Eger also here quotes it in the Gilyan Hashas, many cases where the Gemara assumes that Talmidim who are talking must be talking b'shem their Rebbe, even though they didn't say their Rebbe by name. So the Yanalachi, called Talmid to Kamer Shmaitza Mishmei the Rebbe, it's as if he said from his Rebbe, even if he didn't say b'shem. Right? Because what happened here? Here they say, Rav said that, but Rav Huna said otherwise. What do you mean, Rav Huna said otherwise? Rav Huna was his Talmud. But it's a Talmud, and therefore, you could ask from one to the other. Ask the Minchas Elazar. If you haven't never looked in the Tshuvas of the Minchas Elazar, the Munkacha Rebbe, it's fascinating. It's a Bucky Nifla, quoting everything. But then it's also a very interesting sugya. So in Chelo Dalas Simin Vav, he has a Tshuva where someone asked him about the Halach in Shulchan Aruch, about not arguing on your father, not contradicting your father. But he asked, there were 46 places in Shas where Amorayim and Tanam arguing on their father. This is what my father says, but I say this. Or I'm Machri, I hold like this Amora, not like my father. Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel, all throughout Shas you have this. So what is it? And the see so quotes looking Baba Kama, and the same thing would apply with the Talmud and the Rebbe. A Talmud and the Rebbe have the same halacha as a father and a son. So is a Talmud allowed to argue on a father? Let me ask you. Says the Minchas Elazar. What about the Rashba and Rabbeinu Tam on Rashi? Right, their grandfather. Right, there's also covet Saba, and they argue every other page in Shas. Right, all the Bali Atosvas. So that's what his whole shuv is about. So there he quotes our Gemara about Rav Huna, the Talmud of Rav. So the Gemara assumes, yes, why could Rav Huna argue on Rav? It was his Rebbe, your Rebbe, maybe he's arguing. The Gemara says, how could it be? So the Gemara, it must be that this was the question of the Gemara. Ubal karcha chapirish b'derach she'ela, v'chiyachluk l'chadchiva al Rabo, halu b'bnei avas kavod Rabo, roi lifso kavase. Would he argue? L'chora, he loves his Rebbe. Can he? He can if he wants to. But look how he loves his Rebbe. So that's why he wouldn't argue on him. Period. Well, we started late. Amar Rava. Im Ganav. First time who lost about Takanas Hashuk. Rava says, though, if he's a famous Ganav, they didn't make Takanas Hashuk. Why? Because the buyer should have known not to take it. V'achana Bisha, the first time who lost about Takanas Hashuk. What do you mean? Chana Bisha is famous, and they made Takanas Hashuk, as we just saw. Nehid, the first time, Bishu, Salagnevu, Salam, first time. He's a famous bad guy. Who says he's a famous Ganav? He's just a famous wicked man, right? We had earlier in the Masech that he hit people on the ear. Itmar, Ganav upar b'chovo, Ganav upar b'keifa. What happens if I steal something and then I repay my loan with it? Or I pay up credit with it? Lo asu bo takanas hashuk. Those kind of cases, I didn't make takanas hashuk. Again, what's takanas hashuk? Where, if the original owner comes to me, I bought it from the Ganav, does he have to pay me for it? If it's takanas hashuk, he has to pay me for it. So you didn't make takanas hashuk in these cases where I used it to pay up a loan or credit, and then the original owner goes to my creditor and says, "Can I have my object back?" Why? De'amri lo adaita tahanu yavas lemidi. They didn't lend me or give me a credit with specifically this object in mind. So the rule is going to be in the next six lines. If I didn't have the specific object in mind, then there's no takanas hashuk. That's going to be the rule. Mashkanta shavi masan b'meya azbat takanas hashuk. But if I gave a mashkon for a loan of 100 and the mashkon is worth 200, then there is takanas hashuk. Because you know what? There's a good chance that he only gave me the loan because he got this specific security and he would want to keep the security. That's what he thinks. Shava b'shava, but if it's a mashkon that's worth exactly as much as the loan, that's not as unusual. Therefore, there's a machlokas. Amemar amar lo asabat takanas hashuk. Ma'zusha amar asabat takanas hashuk. Zvina shava b'shava. What if I sold something exactly equal, meaning I bought something and I paid for it with the chayfet sakanuv? Also bought takanas hashuk. That is takanas hashuk. Why? Because the buyer specifically wanted that object. So when the original owner comes and takes it from him, he has to pay for it. That's the takana. Shava may have a masan, but if I bought something and I overpaid for it, so do I say that I just overpaid because I really wanted it? Or do I say that I basically gave you a matana? You gave me a matana, I gave you a matana. How do you look at overpaying for something? Rav Sheish is Amar, lo asabat takanas hashuk. Rav Amar, asabat takanas hashuk. Hilchas abekulu, asabat takanas hashuk. The halacha is we always have takanas hashuk, levar, except for miganav apar bechovo, ganav apar bekefo, except in the case of credit or loans, because there, when he gave you the loan or credit, he had no object in mind. So therefore, there must not be a takanas hashuk in that case. Next, Avimi bar Nazi chamod Ravina have. Avimi bar Nazi was the father-in-law of Ravina. Masik lo gavar abba zuze. Somebody owed him 4 zuz. What happened? All of a sudden, the next day, the guy who owes him 4 zuz brings him a coat and says, "Here, it's worth 4 zuz." Gone up glima, asya niyale. He stole a coat. He gives it to him, and then osfei abba zuze achrini. Then he borrows another 4 zuz. So the question is, was this coat a payment for the original 4 zuz? Or is it a security for the next 4 zuz? That's what's unclear. So the sofu ukra ganav, and eventually the ganav was recognized, and the original owner came to Avimi to collect. And now the question is, does he have to pay Avimi for the stolen object? So asla kam to Ravina, they came in front of Ravina. What? Ravina says the Amshar Shlomo, that's his son-in-law. What do you mean? How can you go to his son-in-law for a din Torah? He's related to him. So it must be you're allowed to go to a gadol hador, great rabbi, even if he's related. If you're makabel and he's the greatest dayan, as the Amshar Shlomo says, that you're allowed to do. So he came in front of Ravina. Amar, Ravina replies, Kamoi, the first 4 zuz, ganav apar b'chovo, v'lo bay l'meisav l'vomidi. That's just repaying. Ravina is going to say that really the cloak was on both sets of 4 zuz. So regarding the first 4, that was just a regular loan at the beginning, and now he's paying you back with it, so that's a regular case of ganav apar b'chovo, where there is no takanas hashuk. But hanach abar zuzi achrini, but the second set of 4, shkol zuzech v'adaglimi, the second set of 4, that's a mashkon. So that's a mashkon, so you get paid for it, you have to give it back, but you could take your zuz for it. Maskel v'Rav Kohen, 1 minute. The dilma glima bahani zuzi kamoya v'niyole. Maybe the glima was just for the first 4, and it's a purely paying back a loan, and therefore there's no takanas hashuk. Ganav apar b'chovo, ganav apar b'kefo, v'arba zuzi basroi, and the last 4 zuz, hemune hemnik, yechet hemni meikara. Maybe the glima has nothing to do with the second 4, just like he lent them originally without getting a mashkon, so do you lend them the next 4 without getting a mashkon? So, igalgu milse, matal kam de Rabbi Yavo, eventually came in front of Rabbi Yavo, Amar, he says, hilchuzak Rav Kohen, yes, Rav Kohen is correct, and Ravina is not correct, and therefore he doesn't get paid back anything. There's no takanas hashuk. Next, Nirsha, ganav sifra, a Nirsha, somebody from Nirsha, right? Nirsha, ganav stole a sefer. Zamni la papuna betamnin zuze. He sold it to a papuna person for 800 zuz, and then that person, azal papuna, zamni la bar machuza, b'meyav esrin zuze. He sold it for 120 zuz. So it was stolen, then it was sold for 800, sold for 120. So fukura ganav, and then the ganav was figured out, and now the buyer, the original owner, wants to get his sefer back. So Amar, by a lazel, mari the sifra, so the owner of the sefer, v'yavle labar mechuzi, should go to the last guy and pay him, timnin zuzi, pay him the original amount that was the sale price, v'shokal sifra, he pays it 800 and takes the sefer, v'yavle labar mechuzi, and the last buyer goes back, v'shokal arbanmi papuna, and takes 400 from the papuna man, and then the papuna man has to go back to the ganav. So maskav l'rava, 1 second, hasha lokech mi ganav asabot takanas hashuk. Lokech mi boy. If somebody buys it from a ganav, we have takanas for him. So surely if you buy it from a totally kosher person, so elamarava, this is the halacha. Lezel mari de sifra v'yav le labar mechuzah me'ave esrin zuzay. The original owner of the sefer has to pay full price to the last guy, 120. The shakel sifri and take a sefer. The lazel mari the sifra of lishkal arba mi puna v'tamni minarsha. And then he has to go back to the original people, the earlier people in the process, and get paid up from them. But the last guy gets the takana, gets takana zashuk, and therefore he gets all of his money. Period. Says the Mishnah. We had this Mishnah more than once already. Zeba b'chavisa shoyam zeba b'kadosh odvash. People are walking, barrel of wine, a jug of dvash, then I see your barrel of honey breaks. V'shavach says, yeno, so I pour out my wine, v'hitzalas dvash l'toch, when I save your honey, because honey is worth more, the Gemara assumes, Mishnah assumes, ein lo ela scharo. I don't get paid, says the Mishnah, for all of my wine, because nobody asked me. He didn't ask me to save it, so I'll get paid for like a worker. In the Lashkar Rashi, the Schar Kli v'Schar Pu'ula. I'll get paid for the my tircha, but I'm not going to get paid for all my assets. But v'im amar atzila shalcha v'atanotzin li d'mei shali chayiv li tinlo. But if I say, you know what, I'm going to save this as long as you pay me back, meaning I make it like a tznai, the chayiv li tinlo, then obviously that works, right? What's the chiddush here? Of course, you can make any tznai. The answer is, I'm basically saying I don't want to go l'fnei mishur hasadin. I want to go din. So that works. You're not obligated to go lifnim mishur sadin. Hence, lifnim mishur sadin. Case number one. Case number two. Shatav nachal chamor v'chamor chavero. The river is coming in, and my donkey and your donkey are both getting drowned. Shalo yafaman v'shal chavero matayim. Your donkey is worth more. V'niach zed shalo v'hizel v'shal chavero. And I go see my friend's donkey. In lo l'scharo. Again, I only get paid for my tircha, not for my donkey, because nobody asked me to do this. I'm being a good Samaritan, but, you know, if I risk something, you don't have to pay me for it. But if I made the tznai, then I would have to get paid for it. Tosis earlier in Daf Nun Ches asked, why is this different? Here you get paid for it, but we have the case of Mavriach Ari, Minich Zechaveiro. Mavriach Ari, you get paid zero. If there's a lion, and I shoo away the lion from my friend's property, I get paid zero. Here you get paid something. What's the difference? So Tosfos was there, and Daftun Ches said, Mavriach Ari, the Nezek is not as Vadai going to occur. Maybe the lion's going to turn around. Here is Vadai. The honey's dripping out. Here the donkey is getting drowned. So therefore, it's more Vadai clear that it's going to be a Hefsid, and that's where you get paid something. Ask the Gemara of Yamai, Vilei Malei, Mefkeira Kazachina. 1 minute. Why don't you get paid everything? Why don't I say that your honey is falling on the floor? You're losing your honey. It's Hefker, right? It's Hefker is lost. So when I save it, it should be my honey. And therefore, if I get paid for it, so I should get paid full. You lost your honey. You lost your donkey. Your donkey is in the water. So why isn't it Hefker? Milo Tanya, didn't we learn that when something is lost, when something is about to be lost, it's on its way to be lost, it's automatically Hefker already? Where do I see that? From the following. All right, Shaya Ton Kadiyayin V'Kadi Shemen. I am carrying wine and oil. Let's say I'm carrying wine and oil, and I see that they're breaking. Lo yomar, at that moment, I'm not allowed to say, Hari is a trumu meiser, I'll perish yishli b'toch beisi. All of this is trumus and meisers and everything in my house. Oh, it was lost, Ivey. I'm not allowed to do that. V'im amar lo amar klum, I can't do that. Why? Why doesn't it work? Says Rashi, because it's hefker. It's hefker, and you can't take trumus and meisers on a dover shall hefker. So you see, when something is about to be lost, it's not yours anymore. So Kedamer Rabbi Yirmiyah, Kishakabe Sabat Karech Aleha. You know why it works in our Mishnah? Because in our Mishnah, it's not that the honey is totally lost. It's dripping out slowly. There's a netting around it. So that's why it's not like the other case. So just like Rabbi Yirmiyah said that elsewhere, Hachanami Kishakabe Sabat Karech Aleha. Fine. V'yamah Marlo Amar Klum, is that, and there's a big discussion about Yeush regarding this Gemara that we just read, but Beth Hashem, we'll get to it tomorrow, because tomorrow is one of the big Yeush Sugis and Shas, one of the big cases that's discussed in the Tosfos on the bottom of Amud Aleph tomorrow. V'yamah Marlo Amar Klum, but says the Gemara, 1 minute. If I say that in that case, Trumus Amaisris is nothing because it's Hefker, but V'hatanya, what about this case? Misha Baba Derech Umos Biyado. Let's say I have money in my hand. Be honest, connect, and all of a sudden I see somebody coming about to rob me. So what do I say? This money is my Shoshani money. Right, all the fruit in my house is mechula on this. Lo yomar hari perish yishli b'toch beisi mechula on amos halal. I cannot say that. But v'yamar is rav kayamim. But if I did say it, it works. So what do you mean? Why doesn't truma ma'aser work? And why does ma'aser sheni work? So acham ma'askin and b'yishli yochal ha'atzel. No, the money case is where you really could save it. It's not totally lost. Ibish yochal ha'atzel lachadchila amay lo yomar. If you could save it, then why can't you do it in lachadchila? If you could really save the money, yochal ha'atzel adi etchak. No, you can only save it adi etchak. You really, it's really going to get lost. skip the next line. The Bach takes it out. The hot Tanya, but 1 minute, doesn't the Brisa say Harishahayelo? If a Levi has Esther Chavio Shal Tevel Tame, he has 10 barrels of Tevel Tame. Vera Achaz Mishadishbaran. I see one of them got broken. Oshnis Galso was left open, and therefore it's Aser because a snake might have gotten into it. Omer Harehi Trumas Meiser Al Teisha Chavoseha. It's Trumas Meiser on the 9 other barrels. Ubeshem Lo Yasekim Ev Dehefs a Kohen, but not by oil because Tame Tevel. Anything else is useless to the Kohen. What could a Kohen do with Tame grain? But Shemen, there's a halacha, he's allowed to burn Shemen. It's Truma Tame of Shemen, he's allowed to use. So what do you see from that Brisa? From that Brisa, you see you're allowed to do it. There's no halacha chila not to. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, Akabe Sabad Karachalaha. That's where Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Akabe Sabad, meaning there is dripping out very slowly, it's not really lost yet. And that's why you're allowed to do it there. Period. So Bishlama, let's do 2 more lines. Bishlama and Shadish Barachazia. Fine, if it's broken and it's going out very slowly, you can still use it for something. Elan is Galsalamai Chazia. But what can you use revealed a liquid for, right? You're worried that there was poison in there. V'chitam Chazia Lazilof. And if it's good for sprinkling on the ground in order to make, it's like air freshener for a room. V'hatanya, you're not allowed to do that with Mayim Megulim. Mayim Shiz Galahari Zilay Shefkalim Rishiz Rabim. You can't throw it into Rishiz Rabim because you might have a cut on your foot, Rashi says, and you might get an infection. V'ligal Ben Zatid, and you can't use it to knead cement with. Your rabbi's bonus advice, and you can't pour it on the floor of your house. And you can't give it to your animal because then you might eat your animal, Rashi says, and you're going to die. Or Tosis just says your animal's going to die. It's baltashkus. And you can't do it to your friend's field. So, what kind of usage is it? And therefore, the trumas maisa will be chal on this wine. It's useless. So the Gemara says, no, you could do the test of Reb Nechemya. You could put it through a strainer, and the strainer catches the poison. So therefore, it is useful. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll learn about that tomorrow, and we'll also talk about Mayim Megulim a little bit. Mayim Megulim, is it a halacha bizman hazeh? The Shulchan Aruch says you don't have to worry about it. Who says you do have to worry about it today? And is Dvar Mishum Sakana, are they batel b'shishim? Are they batel b'shishim? The big sugya of Fish and meat. Fish and meat is also Mishum Sakana, the Gemara says. So is fish batel? Is fish and meat batel, right? Worcester sauce. The big thing of Worcester sauce, right? Is it the tiny amount? Anyway, get this one.